From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with this study of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, Being Unashamed of the Gospel. In one of the most famous texts in Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul declared, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. He had already said that he was a debtor to get the gospel to everyone he could, and that he was ready to preach the gospel wherever and whenever he could. Now he testifies that although he might be ashamed of his personal weaknesses, he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Indeed, he was proud of it, and he burned to proclaim it. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce this message called Being Unashamed of the Gospel. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called A Guide All the Way. The text is found in Psalm 48 and verse 14. He will be our guide even unto death. We need a guide. Sometimes we would give all that we have to be told exactly what to do and where to turn. We are willing to do right, but we do not know which one of two roads we are to follow. Oh, for a guide! The Lord our God condescends to serve us as guide. He knows the way, and will pilot us along it till we reach our journey's end in peace. Surely we do not desire more infallible direction. Let us place ourselves absolutely under His guidance, and we shall never miss our way. Let us make Him our God, and we shall find Him our guide. If we follow His law, we shall not miss the right road of life, provided we first learn to lean upon Him in every step that we take. Our comfort is that as He is our God forever and ever, He will never cease to be with us as our guide. Even unto death will He lead us, and then we shall dwell with Him eternally, and go no more out forever. This promise of divine guidance involves lifelong security, salvation at once, guidance unto our last hour, and then endless blessedness. Should not each one seek this in youth, rejoice in it in middle life, and repose in it in old age? This day, let us look up for guidance before we trust ourselves out of doors.
Almighty, I am so small. trust thee, whatever befall, thou art most holy.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
tonight.
We will be looking at the book of Romans, continuing our series of messages in Romans. We've got to chapter 1. We come to verses 16 and 17. But verses 16 and 17 of Romans chapter 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. As he comes to his great statement of theme in this epistle to the Romans, and that thematic statement is found in these verses, but particularly in verse 17. Paul is making the statement that the gospel is glorious and powerful and adapted to the needs of all men of all kinds, because in it God has revealed his righteousness in the salvation of those who believe. We'll deal more fully with all that that means. But he's going to be dealing as his subject with the righteousness of God in salvation. And as he gets to that great theme, he makes three powerful statements that reveal his passion for the gospel and for preaching the gospel. He says in verse 14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians. I am debtor. I am obligated to preach Christ to the world. When you understand the gospel as I understand it, says Paul, then it places upon you an obligation to make it known. I am debtor to preach the gospel. Then in verse 15 he says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready. We can take that in the sense of I'm prepared to come to Rome and preach. Or as many translators and many commentators take the idea to be, I am eager to come and preach. In other words, the gospel not only lays an obligation upon me to make it known, but there is in my heart a responding chord, and I am eager to fulfill that obligation. I don't come trailing my feet. I don't come with a gun to my head, if guns had been known in those days. I don't come under duress. I am eager to come and discharge the obligation of a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the reason for that? For I am not ashamed. I am debtor. I am ready. And I am unashamed of the gospel. Now, we've already considered verses 13 through 15, where Paul is simply making the point that the glorious and powerful nature of the gospel and the scope of that gospel stirs his heart to fulfill his obligation to tell it to the world. Now in verse 16, he expands his eagerness to fulfill that by saying, whatever the cost, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know, in many ways, that was the constant testimony of the Apostle Paul. Follow him through his three missionary journeys, and then on his final journey that took him to Rome. Follow him all the way to the executioner's block in Rome. And you'll find that wherever he went, he preached the gospel without fear or shame. He had always one message. When he went to Corinth, a city of great culture, but a city of great corruption, he preached Christ. He said, we preach Christ crucified. He said, indeed, I came among you in fear and trembling. I determined, therefore, notice how different Paul was from the rest of us. He was scared. Can you imagine that? a great apostle to the Gentiles, was actually frightened at the thought of going to Corinth to preach. But whereas for most of us that would mean we were going to soft pedal the gospel, it had the very opposite effect on him. He says, I'm frightened. Therefore, I determined to know nothing among you but Christ and Him crucified. I'm ashamed of my own wisdom. I'm ashamed of my own methods. I may be ashamed of my own abilities. I may be ashamed of how I look. I may be ashamed of how I sound. But I am never going to be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the same when he was in Athens, amidst all the learning and the philosophy of that center of Greek education and culture. What did he do? He preached the gospel. He was unashamed of the gospel. When he was preaching to the religious, it was Christ crucified he preached. When he was preaching to the irreligious, it was Christ crucified he preached. When he was preaching to the learned, Christ crucified. To the illiterate, Christ crucified. That was the message. He was a one-track preacher. He knew no other message. And if you tried to tell him any other message, he would have turned a deaf ear. He didn't want to know any other message. Why would he? He says, I have the great and powerful and glorious and God-given message of the gospel of redeeming grace and justifying power through the imputed righteousness of Christ. I have the message of God. Why on earth would I be ashamed of it? And why would I ever think of another? See him before Felix. On trial for his life. And what did he do? He preached and he reasoned with Felix regarding righteousness. If you know Paul and Paul's writings, you know he was getting to his lack of righteousness. That's Felix's lack of righteousness. The inability of his religion to make him righteous. And then showing him the gospel of grace in Christ that could constitute him righteous in the sight of a thrice holy God. Stood before Festus. And what did he do? He preached Christ, crucified and risen, until Festus cried out, Paul, much learning doth make thee mad. He did it with such good effect before King Agrippa that King Agrippa cried out, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Paul, as a young convert, was on fire for God. He was unashamed of the gospel. But what I like is to see Paul as an old man. He called himself Paul the Aged. And by the time I'm referring to, he was a few years older. I think when I consider this scene, I think of the oft-repeated words of my old English Bible teacher, J. Kyle Paisley, when with very great awe, as an old man himself, he used to say to young preachers, it's not how you start off that counts. It's how you finish. It's how you finish. And I see Paul lying in the darkest, deepest dungeon of the Lamartine prison in Rome. Every footfall above him could well be the footfall of his executioner. His time is about to run out. He takes one last opportunity to send his last letter to his dear son in the faith, young Timothy. And he says, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I was just thinking, there is something immensely grand about seeing a man of God with all the world against him, but with the gospel reigning in his heart. And however whipped in body he is, he holds his head high and glaring at the devil and his minions, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Historians argue about the tenor of Luther's voice when he spoke at the Diet of Worms. Did he speak with thunder? Or did he speak as Dr. Panosian has told us, and probably very correctly, in a very soft, almost retiring manner? I don't know, and I don't know that anybody can finally know, for we weren't there. But I want to tell you, whether Luther whispered it or whether Luther bellowed it, I can tell you these words came with thunderous power, echoing and re-echoing through the caverns of hell and putting the fear of God in the breasts of demons. As on trial for his life with Paul, he could say, "I'm not ashamed. Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me God." Something grand about seeing a man of God do that. I see John Knox before Mary, Queen of Scots. Every other person who had come had wilted before the charm and the power and the threat of that evil, wicked woman. And Knox, with the fire of a prophet in his eye and the certainty of God's word and gospel in his heart, made it clear, "You will never, never, never move me. Not with tears, not with charm, not with promises, not with threats. I am not ashamed of the gospel." I think of missionaries who have gone forth into heathen lands. They have gone forth knowing that their lives were in danger. If you've never read the book, God Planted Five Seeds, I would recommend you to get it and read it. If you've never read the book, you'll have to get it secondhand if you're going to read it now, I think. The three Freds, three young men from the city of Belfast, knowing that their lives were in danger, but yet they would go. You've all, I'm sure, as Americans, heard, or if you haven't, you should make sure to hear it soon, the story of Jim Elliot and those who went to the Alka Indians. What were they saying? "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." When Paul said those words, obviously, I think he meant, "I'm very proud of the gospel." Some people don't like the word proud. It doesn't necessarily have a bad connotation. It's only in a sinful cause it has a bad connotation. Paul says, "I boast in the cross. I boast in it." Paul was proud of the gospel. He boasted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel was his constant glorying. It thrilled him. I must say, I love this about Paul. And I condemn myself when I compare me to Paul. Paul never got to the place where the gospel was just something he had heard before. I believe every day that man opened his eyes, the gospel came with fresh clarity and fresh power, and it thrilled him. It thrilled him. That's why he wasn't ashamed of it. That's why he preached it. That's why he couldn't be moved from it. It thrilled him. It wasn't just a doctrine. He wasn't just a fighting fundamentalist. Oh, he was that and a whole lot more. He wasn't just a theological orthodox man who dotted his I's and crossed his T's. He was that too and more. But what it was, this gospel was in his bones. Paul couldn't think apart from the gospel. Read what the man wrote. He couldn't talk on any subject. He couldn't address any situation. He couldn't face any problem. He couldn't deal with any friend or any foe without focusing on the gospel of Jesus Christ. This was in his heart. The fact that God had sent his Son, who lived a perfect life, worked out a perfect righteousness, and died an atoning death, so that by his life he earned the right to heaven for Paul, and by his death he obliterated Paul's deserving to go to hell. That was something Paul could never get over. He could never simply nod his head and say, "Yes, I believe it." It moved him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.